Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. S.C. Moadi is here, ladies and gentlemen. S.C. is a new friend. She's the author of the best-selling book, Mobilized, An Insider's Guide to the Business and Future of Connected Technology. She has many other great credentials, having worked in the technology industry, Facebook and Nokia and other organizations like that. She's got a list of credentials, and she's our new friend, S.C. Moadi. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. I was telling the audience, as they know very well, that I've been preaching mobile since I started doing my show over 18 years ago. And then, of course, when we started getting the smartphones, I've been preaching that to my audience too, because as I've said in my own book, nothing that we did in our past was mobile, but our future will be dominated by mobile. What do you think?
Oh, I completely agree. And when I read your book, I really loved it. We have a lot in common, thinking that the future is mobile. And if you think about it, it's not surprising. Mobile has really created a new gold rush. But unlike most other utilities like electricity or water, it's all about private money. So when you tell businesses you should get a piece of it, I couldn't agree more. They should, and they really all want to get a piece of it.
Well, and the thing is, it's democratizing access to so many things around the world. I was pointing out in the earlier segment that there are hundreds of thousands, if not a million, third world inhabitants today are getting a smartphone who they might even have electricity in their house, let alone a microwave or a car, but they now have access to the internet.
Yes, absolutely, and it's changing their lives even more than it's changing ours. If you think about it, it gives them access to education, to health,
right,
job. Like education, for example, they can learn on their mobile phones. The studies show that people now in developing countries read from their smartphones. They don't need to have
I read the Wall Street Journal on my Galaxy 4.
Yes, exactly.
I don't take the Wall Street Journal in print anymore. Haven't in years. I read it on my phone. I love it.
Exactly.
So talk to us some more about your perspectives on a mobile world, a connected world.
Yes, absolutely. You know, what's interesting is that mobile is not like any other technology. It came in the hand of people first. And so what happens for most businesses is that their marketing department come inside and say, look, you know, every one of our customers using a mobile phone, we need to have a mobile strategy. And a mobile strategy without a mobile product is very limited. You can do a little bit of advertising, stuff like that, but really your options are limited. So the marketing groups then come to engineering and IT and the back office and say, we need a mobile product. And that tends to be expensive. And so the CFO is like, well, I'm not sure it's worth it. So there's a whole sort of dialogue inside, you know, small, medium businesses about, like, whether it's worth it to go mobile. And I'm telling you, it's worth it because people spend more time on a mobile phone than they spend behind a computer.
That's right.
And also, not only that, but also a lot of the marketing you can do on mobile is free. You can send people push notifications, which is a way to reach them right where they are in context.
Right.
Jim, you're talking about the moment of relevance in your book. Mobile is a perfect way to reach people at the moment of
relevance.
Right. You can do that for free.
What, and I recommend in my book, as you probably know, as you know, if you read the, I know you read the chapters, that to start with, you need a mobile site. You know, mobile apps are great, and if you can find a way to use a mobile app and make it pay, then I think you should have a mobile app. I can think of 1,000 ways a small business owner can benefit from a mobile app. But what I've been trying to get them to do first, SC, is to just get a mobile site. Because that'll only cost them a few $100. It'll get them more better ranked and better seen in the small screen with when people are searching for whatever it is they sell, and it'll bring them into the mobile world. That's, to me, that's their first step. What do you think?
I completely agree. Having a mobile site is very much the first step. It's really cost effective. It doesn't cost a lot of money. Most of the companies, if you don't build your own website, most of the companies and agencies that build websites today build mobile-friendly websites. So It's really easy to get it done. Also, you mentioned it gets websites ranked better in search, and that's very true. But in fact, I will go one step further and say that if your website is not mobile-friendly, it will penalize you.
Yeah.
And that comes from a change that Google made about a year ago, which is that it ranks websites that are mobile-friendly higher, not just on mobile, but also on desktop. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a mobile-friendly website, you get penalized.
And of course, we know that some people are even designing their main website as mobile. What's that called? As a term for that, I always forget.
It's called a responsive website.
Yes, and it's folks, the main site starts out like a mobile site. I mean, if you view it on your computer, it's a mobile site on your computer, basically, isn't it?
That's right. It looks.
I'm not ready to go there yet, SC. I'm not ready to make that leap myself. I'm a little bit. Maybe I'm old school for that, but I still think I need both kinds myself. What do you think?
Well, I will push for a mobile first or a responsive website, and I'll tell you why. Because it's an opportunity for small businesses to rethink how they do business.
Yeah, that's a good
point. You know
what
it is, right? If you have a business for like 10, 15 years and a website, all of a sudden you wake up one day and you realize your website has become so complicated.
Right.
And for a new customer to come in and they look at this website and they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, I could, you know, where do I go here? I can go here, left, right, up, center.
Right.
What am I supposed to do?
Right.
But on mobile, because the screen is so small, you have to give them just one thing to do.
You have to net it out for them, don't you?
You have to do that. You have to net it out.
I need your website, SC.
Yeah.
What's your website?
SCMoati.com.
SCMoati. SCMoati.com. Check out the website. And the book is called Mobilized, an insider's guide to the business and future of connected technology.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.